Mortar shells hit the U.S. Embassy compound today in Monrovia, the capital of Liberia. The shells hit the commissary. There are no reports of injuries from inside the compound, but a separate attack nearby wounded several people, including two embassy workers. NPR's Jason Bobian is in the U.S. Embassy. What's the situation there now?
Well, mortar fire continues to rock this neighborhood here. The shells continue to come in. People who have been in the area are attempting to seek shelter wherever they can. It has temporarily halted a mission to bring in additional Marines who are coming in to beef up security here at the embassy. That's the situation here.
Where exactly are you in the compound?
We're practically in a basement. It's not quite a basement, but we're in the ground floor of a three-story building, taking refuge from the shells that have been landing all around this neighborhood. Just 200 yards from here, a house was hit. At least one 10-year-old boy was killed in that attack. There's reports that two other people were killed. These mortars are deadly, and this attack by the rebels is causing carnage here in Monrovia.
How many people need to be evacuated, and how is that being carried out?
Well, the U.S. Embassy is currently in the process of evacuating some aid workers, some journalists who want to get out. About 25 to 30 people got out on one round of helicopters that came in. Those helicopters can't get in at the moment because of the heavy mortar fire that's landing around here. Other people are waiting to get out, and other people who wish to evacuate at this point simply can't get to the U.S. Embassy, but there are about 20 people here waiting to try to get out at this point.
How are they going to secure the situation without the Marines?
Well, they did manage to get one round of Marines in on the first round of helicopters that came in. It's a fairly difficult situation to combat. It's not like there are soldiers outside the gate fighting the U.S. Embassy. Rebels are lobbing shells from positions several miles away, and they're landing just all around central Monrovia. And it's hard to even tell whether they're targeting the U.S. Embassy because shells are just falling pretty much indiscriminately across the center of the city.
There's been fighting all day in Monrovia. Can you describe what's going on across the city?
I have to say that my experience has been somewhat limited, and that I got out this morning. There was gunfire in the streets. There has been some fighting near two main bridges that lead in from the west of the city. They're key bridges for the rebels. If they're actually going to take Monrovia, they need to secure those bridges to come in and completely overrun the city. However, the center of the city is higher ground, and government forces have managed to keep them from coming across those bridges so far. The fighting and the bullets seem to be ripping through the streets all over the city, despite the fact that the actual front line is a bit to the west of the center of Monrovia.
And what are your plans? You're taking one of those helicopters out of there?
At this point, we're just bunkered down here in the embassy. We're going to see whether things quiet down or not, and sort of assess the situation from there.
NPR's Jason Bobian at the U.S. Embassy in Monrovia, Liberia.